Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS. Jack Evelyn and Tom Crawford, and we are joined by our very special guest, and that is the great Keith Jackson, legendary voice of ABC Sports and college football. It is not an autumn Saturday without Keith Jackson. Hello, Keith. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
You know, Tom, we had so many games to choose from Saturday. It was Michigan, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Miami, Alabama, Penn State, and everyone, I just kept waiting to hear Keith Jackson's voice, and I don't know. I'm not going to hear it.
Oh, Nelly didn't come in.
No,
huh?
Didn't hear it. How much do you miss that, Keith?
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, you've done more than enough, right?
Well, you know, you get old. And it's time to go sit on the porch and not try to jack your motor up too high too many times. It was kind of interesting in a way, though, last Saturday, because of those three games you mentioned, they were all rematches from championship games.
Yeah.
And I had done them all, and I flipped around and watched some of each one of them, and I didn't feel a single pang.
Well, there was a lot of great football over the weekend, and Bobby Bowden was actually at that Alabama-Penn State game, and it had to be an odd feeling for him. He wanted to coach one more year, and sitting there watching Joe Paterno from the press box.
Well, he knew there was a camera there, so he went. Hey. Oh, Bobby, you should. Dan will have to lock his feet in a brick wall or something to keep him at home. You know, he's not going to stay at home. He's fidgety, always was, and always will be. And he and Joe go back a good long time. I remember, years ago, I gave him his Social Security card, his Medicare card, before a football game down in Orlando.
You gave him his Social Security Medicare card?
Yes, because he wasn't old enough, and it had come in the mail, and I got my hands on it, and I kept it, and walked out on the field and gave it to him. Don't behave yourself now. You got medical coverage.
Hey, Keith, I want a week and a half, or a couple weeks ago now, I was at the Michigan-UConn game, Michigan grad, four-decade season ticket holder, and there was a voiceover, your voiceover, about the bigger house, the rededication game for Michigan Stadium, and very emotional scene down there. Can you tell us some of the great memories you had of Michigan Stadium, and then what came in your mind when you named it the big house, which everybody knows about it now?
Well, you know something? I don't remember naming it. Don Canham was the one that told me that I was the first one he had heard call it that, so I guess if Don wanted it that way, that's the way it ought to be. But I think it's a wonderful place to watch a college football game. I think the people are great college football fans. They're enthusiastic. And I like most things about Michigan. I love an October drive across Saginaw County on a Sunday afternoon when the sun's out. That's quite a sight to see. I like walking across the campus up there where you guys are, too, in October and crossing that little river and wishing I had a fishing pole. But when Lloyd Carr was chosen to become the coach, and Lloyd and I had become good friends across the years because he'd been there a long time, too. And if you remember back in those days, we used to do six Michigan games a fall because we had only the Big Ten and the Pac-10.
Right, right.
And Michigan was at the top back in those days. And when Lloyd became the new coach, he and I were visiting quietly, as Lloyd likes to do things quietly, and he said, you know, I want to inspire them. And I knew he was thinking about that pickaxe thing. Remember that, when the mountain climber? And I said, well, I'll tell you what you ought to try to do is on a Friday night before a home game, maybe even Thursday would be better because it'd be quieter, but take them over to the stadium and sit them down in the old stadium in the end zone there. And just nobody says a word. They just sit there and listen. And they did that. And they all agreed that there was something different. They felt different when they walked out because I think you can hear the in your mind, you can hear the echoes of history, and there's so much history that's happened there that I'm really fond of it. The Rose Bowl and Michigan Stadium have virtually the same configuration,
right,
so that the sound tends to go out and away from the playing field, and that's good for the teams, obviously. But I love the place. It's great.
Tom, you know, we had Keith here not too long ago, well, a few years back now, for the Duffy Doherty Memorial Award.
Right.
And we have had just about all the legends that you could have here to receive that award. And I don't remember a better received banquet than that one. And Keith Jackson probably had other places to go, but if he had chosen to tell stories for 6 hours, people would have sat there for 6 hours. And listen to those tales of yesteryear and college football. Keith, I have to ask you about icons. And when we heard that the Big Ten was doing this very ambitious series, they have named the top 50 and then counting them down now. I guess it's going to start Saturday, the first broadcast, with, I guess we can say this now, Charles Woodson is number 20. And they're going to work their way down to number one. When did you complete work on this?
I've not completed it.
You're not done yet.
I'm still working on it.
Is that right?
I had a lot of work to be done. I did 7 hours in the pit last Thursday, and I thought I was going to die about halfway through because I haven't done anything like that in a long time. It reminded me of the old days at Wide World of Sports, you know, when you have to hunker down and just work and work and work and work and grind to make something out of it. But they've got a lot of material to work with, and it's being done out of some folks down in Dallas. And and they're they have a very strong history, both visually and in total production values. So I think it'll be very good. When we just talked to Dick Butkus last week. And old Dick, he's getting arthritis now, and is not as quick as he used to be, and says his hands swell up when he plays golf, and things like that to go with.
Yeah.
Of course, when you've done things to your body like he did, you got to expect some discomfort, I think. But, you know, physically, he looks great. Dick is, he's not one to talk about himself much, and we talked to him a good long time, trying to get him to say something that might be stories we had not heard. And we did get some things that you may not have heard. Of course, the wonderful story about him that he turned down, the thing that's going to disturb the Big Ten folks and the Illinois folks when the first part of the interview starts, and I'll reveal that to you, that he said, well, I really wanted to go to Notre Dame, but they wouldn't let married guys go up there, play football.
Hey, Keith, I want you to go back a few decades. When I started being a fan of college football, you only could be on like twice a season on ABC. There was all this is before this deregulation in the early 1980s. And then I can still recall Don Canham said this is going to be the downfall of college football when there's so much television of college. And, you know, every game I was watching until 1:30 in the morning, as a matter of fact, how sick I was last Saturday night. But do you think that what made it really special when your team finally was on there maybe a couple, two, you know, three times, then they have a wild card game? Maybe that was better for college football, and it's kind of saturated right now?
I think so. I think saturation is a killer.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can, to be terribly blunt about it, though I despair your business and mine, but I think we have too much media in all things. I mean, look at the impact it's had on political structure of the country, and look what it's done to divide the country. The country is just all chopped up, and we got somebody standing on every street corner in the world yelling about something different. And, the country's changed, the world has changed, but I always wanted, I admit being an old goat, I'm 82 years old, you know, I don't want to give up what we had because I thought that I was lucky enough to live in the golden era.
Right.
And I think Don Canham was right about an awful lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think Michigan is, you know what, Michigan and Penn State are 1-2, I guess, in the number of living alumni in the world. I mean, just that alone.
Right.
Think about the impact of that. My goodness. But, you know, Tennessee, you used to be able to sit up there in Tennessee Stadium and look up the Tennessee River and into the Smoky Mountains on the third Saturday in October, and Alabama and Tennessee down there on the field just wailing away at each other, and you just sit up there and look up in the mountains and all the color and all that beauty, and it was inspiring. You enjoyed the battle down below more, I think. But now you got number concrete seats and people. You can't see the mountains at all.
Our guest, the legendary Keith Jackson. They picked an icon to do Big Ten Icons, and that series beginning tonight.
I had to go look that up. I wasn't sure what they meant when I heard that.
Keith, before we let you go, you have broadcast just about every sport, and you go back and see some of the Olympic coverage. It's amazing how many sports you've actually been involved with. If you could have had one more event to broadcast or one that you wish you could have broadcast that you didn't get to, what would that be?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't thought of that. I never cared. You know, I was never involved that much, just 1 year of pro football. So
right.
Super Bowls don't mean all that much to
right.
me. It doesn't mean as much to me as the Rose Bowl.
Right.
I grew up as a boy down south where all of the major league sports were in the big northern cities, you know. We didn't have Braves and all that kind of thing, and the Dolphins and what have you. We had the Mobile Bears, the Chattanooga Lookouts, and the Atlanta Crackers in the Southern Association. Those were our baseball teams. And everybody down there knew who, where Furman was. They knew what a paladin was a long time before Old Jack ever sat a saddle. So it was a whole different lifestyle for me as a boy than what the youngsters of today have. And because of that, I kind of traveled where I like to travel, and that's down in the heartland and with the people who go to college football and enjoy it. I admit it clearly. I love college football.
Yeah.
I did NBA. I worked with Bill Russell, and that's quite a trip, and was wonderful. I the smartest man I ever met.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on and on. I did, six or eight World Series and playoffs and all of that stuff.
Right.
You know, do a baseball game in Yankee Stadium on Friday night, fly to Dallas and do the Oklahoma-Texas game next morning at 11 o'clock down in Dallas and jump on a Lear and go back to New York and do the next Yankee game. So those were kind of fun. The only thing troublesome about that was running through the Cuckleburrs to get to the helicopter to get to the airport. But,
Well, Keith, we look forward to watching the Icon series. It's great talking with you again, and we miss you here in the state of Michigan.
Well, I thank you very much for that, and I think the people will enjoy the series, and it'll be a thing that can last forever. And I'd like just for a moment to say this, that I think Nebraska going to the Big
yes.
Ten is the best thing that's happened this whole year, or maybe this whole decade, because you know how long the Big Ten guys all wanted to have Nebraska, and Nebraska never wanted to go, but that's a great institution, and you're talking about great football fans. I've seen those people stand up and give a visiting team a standing ovation for having played a well game, so that's
yeah.
the kind of folks they are.
Keith Jackson, the voice of college football, ABC Sports, our guest, and we'll be back, and we're going to talk a little bit about a special contest we're going to do, Tom, where people are going to try to predict the top 10 icons in Big Ten history coming up next on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.